Answer that telephone. How to say what you need to say on the telephone. When the telephone rings and you know you have to answer it in English, do you get nervous? Maybe you do because you have to depend only on your ears to understand. When you talk to someone in person, you can use body language to help interpret the meaning. In reality, though, you don't have to be fluent in English to use the phone. Let's try to calm those nerves by looking at some of the verbs you'll hear or use. People use the word call a lot, but by adding different prepositions, you get different meanings. You can call someone or call someone up to reach them by phone. They mean the same thing. When someone is not in, you call them back later. In England, you phone someone rather than call them, or you phone them up. You can also ring or ring up someone. So call, phone, and ring all mean to use the phone to get in touch with someone. When you are finished with a call, you hang up. If you need to interrupt a call for a moment or two, you can ask the other party to hang on or hold on. Sometimes when the phone rings, someone may demand that you pick up the phone. That's the same thing as answering the phone. After you pick up the phone, the person may ask you a question. If you don't know the answer, you can promise to get back to them with the answer. That means you will find out the information and call them again. If you are calling a business, sometimes you can't reach the person you wish to talk to. Then you can say, "I couldn't get through." Or a receptionist may answer the phone and say they will put you through to your party. Or if the person is not available, you will be put through to voicemail. By learning these phrases, you will find that answering the phone in English won't be so nerve-wracking. Word bank. Interpret. Ted speaks French, so he can interpret for the visitor. Fluent. Max can speak fluent Spanish. Preposition. Use the preposition on in that sentence. Get in touch. I need to get in touch with Abigail. Party. The two parties need to get together and discuss the problem. Demand. Beth's father demanded that she be home by midnight. Receptionist. The doctor's receptionist answers the phone in his office. Voicemail. Pam isn't here, so leave a message on her voicemail. More information. Nerve-wracking. Talk about it. Do you like to speak English on the phone? Why or why not? Would you want to be a receptionist? Why or why not?